Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated June 28, 2024, is titled, Mama and Her 10 Chicks. Sound the alarms. Massachusetts is being taken over by wild turkeys. Just kidding. But if you live in my neck of the woods, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a rare day when I drive down my street and don't have to wait for a turkey or two to cross the road. They are in many ways a bit of a nuisance. They also make a mess of the grass in my yard, not to mention drop scat everywhere. So, as you can imagine, I'm not all that affectionate towards these creatures. But today, a mama turkey and her 10 or so chicks walked by my window while I was working from home. My wife, who was recovering from COVID-19 and was sitting on the front porch, simultaneously texted me, "Look out your window." It's hard to begrudge innocent creatures, especially when you realize they are just trying to get along in this world like the rest of us. And furthermore, as a friendly reminder to myself, it was my relatives who caused them all the discord, pain, and suffering they currently endure. Romans 8:19 through 22 reads, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." I suppose in some ways, Mama Turkey and her 10 chicks ought to be angry with me. Who am I to look down on their condition when it was my relatives who got us all into this fix in the first place? Perspective, my friend. I guess sometimes God reveals the truth in the most unexpected ways. It's the truth that sets us free, remember, John 8:32. Today, it was observing a creature simply living its life, minding its own business, leading its babies to food and safety. The whole scene was adorable, really. Tomorrow, who knows? But I'm open to anything. Maybe the point God's making here is that I need to stop and recognize the simple things in life, less the personal bias. That's where we find most of the beauty in this world. I can't imagine how much I've already missed. It makes me sad to think about. I suppose I might also extend this experience to human beings. Maybe there are profound moments of clarity that I might experience by dropping my biases towards the people I dislike the most. Maybe there's a reason why God created us so differently, yet exactly as he purposed. Maybe a turkey can teach me something if my heart is open to it. Dare I say, it may even teach me a little bit about love. The most beautiful thing I know is love. Love is indiscriminate. It is unbiased in its purest form. It is willing to see past the things that irritate me. It desires a virtuous relationship with others, an open, honest, respectful one. 1 Corinthians 13:5 through 7 reads, "Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." All this from a chance encounter with a mommy turkey and her chicks? Yep. I thank God for little moments like this. I'm a better man for them. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.